Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Off the ball, GAA.
I think the manner in which Jack and his backroom team managed life post-Mead was just marvellous.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Hit me.
The
baby.
Good.
Is it acceptable to say it was the performance so far of the World Cup? Maybe not.
The bad.
I'm scratching my head. Our performances was just lacked that intensity.
And the amber. Off the ball's performance rankings.
Guys, shut the fuck up. That was good. Good line. 15-13 was the final score, if anyone's asking.
Good line.
4 out of 5 sessions, you're up one. First time since 1979. There's lots of stats that are similar to that. But as we left off before the performance rankings, let's continue with that crowd, right? Keith Duggan wrote this on Saturday. Did you see this in the Irish Times? In the years I covered sport for the Irish Times, I was fortunate enough to be present for many unforgettable days and nights when partisan emotions ran high. But nothing, not World Cups, nor Olympics, nor boxing nights, nor even Ulster Championship days in Clonus, where barbarism begins at home, did I witness anything like this. As the saying goes, never saw the like of it in me life. Gav Cooney wrote something very similar for the 42. We had excellent coverage over the weekend. And Gav's a regular on this show, would not be prone to hyperbole. Has a good perspective, usually on both sides of the argument, and he said he had never seen the likes of the abuse that Lowry and McIlroy received on Saturday in their four ball. Lowry, in that press conference we mentioned earlier, said he was there for 2 days in and around the McIlroys, and he said the abuse that Erica McIlroy, Rory's wife, received was astonishing. And again, this is Shane Lowry, wouldn't be using the word astonishing too often. To the point where Justin Rose hadn't heard that news that she got a beer thrown at her, and she's like, I can't believe that happened. And Fred, and she never brought it into the team room, never let it affect anyone. It's unbelievable, because part of me is thinking, look, you know, you're multimillionaire golfers, you know, it's only a bit of, you know, it's only a few words to peckles, you know, you can get over this. But at the same time, I found myself unbelievably emotional and passionate about this group of people who are more interested in criticizing people and being reactive and not doing anything themselves. And this is just going to go to life in general. It was like, I hate those type of people. And I was so happy that Europe were doing this to them on Saturday. Because as Rory McIlroy put it so succinctly himself in the press conference, it was when he was facing Scottie Scheffler, it was like, they weren't even shouting for Scottie Scheffler. They were shouting against me. It's like, support your own. And I was unbelievably invested into a thing that I usually love anyway. But I was like, hate people like that, who were just way more concerned with bringing people down than doing something themselves. And that was the vibe I got on Saturday from him. It was great. It was great. And then yesterday was a whole other dimension of emotion that was not even connected to Saturday.
Do we have clips?
Yeah, we have a few. I don't know where you want to start. Do you want to start on that thing of Rory talking about abuse his wife received?
It should be off limits, but obviously it wasn't this week. But Eric is fine. She is a very, very strong woman, and you know, she handled everything this week with class and poise and dignity, like she always has. And I love her, and we're going to have a good time celebrating tonight.
Can I just pick up on that, if you don't mind? Because I actually had no idea that Erica had a beer thrown at her yesterday. So fair play to Erica. She didn't bring that to the team room. We didn't make that a big deal. That's news to me, that says a lot about the strength of Erica and everybody in this team, that they're
taking those moments. I was out there for 2 days with Erica McIlroy, and the amount of abuse that she received was astonishing, and the way she was out there supporting her husband and supporting her team was unbelievable, and kudos to her for that.
Go on, Erica.
And Rory, with all that in mind, everything you go through, how satisfying is it to turn around to someone and say, quote, shut the F up, and then stiff it to 2 feet?
Very fucking satisfying.
Congratulations.
wasn't stiff. It wasn't stiff. I had to put it.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah, they seem to be having the crack.
You like that?
I did.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a good reaction. Cause no, it is. It's a speechless reaction. It's good. Because it's...
odd dynamic, isn't it? Like, I do think it's probably the novelty of it. Like, I'd say there's worse things said at football every weekend.
Yeah, you see, because that was part of my mind too. Was like, oh look, people might have to receive this all the time, and the golfers aren't used to it, but they are unbelievably close to this crowd.
Yeah,
like,
you're hearing it all probably.
They did make the point that you hit the ball outside the ropes, you walk into the middle of it, you're standing right there. Yeah. In football, you at least have.
I think there's
the pretense of security guards stopping the fans from coming down, and also your family are in a box at a football match generally, especially in professional football where they're so rich.
Yeah,
you're in a box.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas they're strolling around, throwing the beer things. Sense like, I hadn't heard anything about it, so I don't know.
There's a video of it actually. It's captured, but
and did they kick the people out?
I don't know. You see, because at one point McElroy and Lowry were just like, "Screw this!" So Lowry points someone out on Saturday and he says, "Kick that person out." And you see, McElroy did it yesterday in the tee box as well. Before he got interrupted his rhythm, turned around and says, "Kick that person out." They eventually just resorted to that because...
And were they kicking those people out?
I don't know if they actually went through with it, you see, because obviously we don't follow the camera in that sense. But again, Gav Cooney was reporting this in the 42 that like the officials there had very little impact on the crowds to the point where police officers were kind of awkwardly smiling because they were saying, look, you could say what you want to them, really.
On Saturday morning, the footage of the fluffer... doing the chants, which was like, God, E. Scheffler, and it was really lame. And then they, fuck you, Rory.
Oh, the MC, she's gone now.
She wasn't invited back for a Sunday. Yeah. Like, they hired a comedian to do it.
But yeah.
She's like, you know, not necessarily au fait with what the nuances of sports crowds are. So they kind of, you reap what you sow from the Americans' perspective. Do they care? Do the Americans care that this is the narrative on this side? The narrative on their side is like, oh, this envelope thing is bullshit. That guy's injured. We should win the point, or we should be able to pick. It's like, and also our loser captain, you know, scapegoat number one. Do they care about the fact that they notice? So for example, the actual, this is what the Europeans are saying about them.
Well, first of all, I don't know. I see it depends what they're reporting domestically. So if there's New York people and Americans who are embarrassed by the behaviour, then they are going to read about it. And I saw loads of commentators online that were really annoyed as Americans that this was happening. But like the type of people who are going to hurl that type of abuse at the
freedom of speech, man,
are not the type of people who are going to be too introspective of what they're doing in life. Like,
no, but you would hope that like at some point the USGA,
what's the punishment? Like if you say anything untoward, you're immediately evicted. And then it's the nuance. So what do you say? But look, this is just, they had USA and then that was their one chant for pro-Americans. And then the rest was like, it was basically, fuck you, Rory. And then Lowry got an awful time. And then the whole McElroy thing was, they were using the US Open against him and choking, but like, it doesn't age well because of what happened at the Masters, you know? So he's just turned around and said, like, whatever. At one point then he says, someone says to him, like, oh, you're not that good. And McElroy says, I really am. And he doubled down on that in the press conference too.
It's a pity he didn't beat Scotty though, isn't it? It's a pity that...
Well, it's funny, he said that they were both wrecked. Yeah. Because Scheffler had a very disappointing week. Like, sure, was he 0 points on Saturday night?
Yeah.
And he himself reflected on that yesterday. Like,
he said that.
I thought
Scotty wasn't that into it, but then he was crying at the end. So
he was disappointed with himself. He's compared to Tiger Woods all weekend about not getting into the Ryder Cup. But it's unbelievable. Like, just, we have a couple more clips, do we?
Yeah, where do you want to go? Lowry or Rory and crowd again? You can look at Lowry if you want.
Yeah, we do Lowry, will we?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Shane, you had the winning moment today. I guess I'm wondering when you woke up this morning if you thought there was any chance that you would be the guy to finish it out. And if you could just take us into that moment on 18, what was going through
your
head. Yeah, you only retained it, Shane.
Just
calm down. Daryl won us the Ryder Cup, by the way. But like, it was a bit of 2-0 from 10.
Gosh, you know.
To be honest, no. Like, I have faith in my team to go out, and I thought we were going to win the Ryder Cup early today. But it's not that we weren't all going out to win our own match. That was the main goal. And look, Luke, we were well prepped on that last night. Like, you don't want to take any complacency out there to that like arena against those players. Like, the US team are 12 amazing players, and we knew it was going to be very hard. But I didn't envision myself going up the 18th needing a birdie to retain the Ryder Cup. It was... yeah, like the worst 2 hours of my life. It was horrible. honestly, it was. But I said to my caddy walking down 18, I said, I've got an opportunity to do the greatest thing.
Right, so slight problem with the audio on that. Apparently, everybody in the comments is saying there's an echo. Is there an echo on the normal feed, or is it just on the clip?
I think it's just the clips.
Okay, all right. Well, no more clips then. Duh. Where next?
What colour do you want to give this? Do you want to move on from the golf?
Well, I don't know. There is other stuff.
Yeah, there is. I mean, we don't apologise for not being able to cover it properly. But anything else you want to say before? Like, we'll do an extensive chat with Nathan about this later on, pretty much throughout the show. But is there anything you want to do before we move on? Any takeaways?
And that's very good.
So we covered the abuse.
The Ryder Cup was good. I have friends who are sceptical of the Ryder Cup, calling it like the bastard child of the school's cup and the Lions. But it's not. It's actually, it's good.
That was the cynicism on Friday morning. It was like, this shit again. And then it happens. And you live in the moment of it. Like, I was thinking that, I was like, on Saturday night, we had enough material alone to go hard in this morning. Because it was like, you can be as cynical as you want about the Ryder Cup and about its intentions. And also the very real, genuine emotion that you can have about it being placed in America and what's happening there at the moment and all the rest of it. But I got so into it. So unbelievably into it, like, because of all the nonsense from the crowd and the back and forth, and in a perverse way there is great chemistry between a player being abused and a player giving it back to that same crowd, and it works as a yin and yang thing, and that is actually really what we're here to watch sport for, a lot of it. You know, a lot of emotion is removed from what we talk about a lot, but this is where something you get massively invested in.
Yeah.
Because like the
Are you saying you wouldn't have got as invested in it if the crowd hadn't been throwing beer at the wife?
No. That's a very simple way to put it. I mean, what I really liked about it was the crowd, while we're hearing from the crowd, is the odd pick up on Mike. It's more the player's reaction to the crowd after they sink a putt.
Yeah.
And then, how would a genteel sport like golf get you so rabble-rousing that you jump off the couch? It's very unlikely that would happen. This does that.
Yeah,
because the golf course itself didn't seem to trouble the players at all. It was just constant greens.
And Bradley did say
green.
Set it up slightly differently. There is an element of the reason why Europe are so into it is because the crowd are such dickheads. Like, and so finding the balance between them being provocative and annoying, and then that bit where they just teeter over into a mob. It's just difficult. So anyway. We move on.
Lowry was asked about, are you excited for the Darren Manor? And he says, yeah, well, it'll be nicer than this and walked away. And that was his mic drop moment. But like, yeah, I mean, that leaderboard got scary at one point, you know. It was an episode of Take Me Out at one point with all the Reds.
They were 175
boom,
to 1.
Boom, 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 boom.
I think at one stage for America to win. And then they were down to like 11 to 2 with about 45 minutes left. There you go. Yeah, just eclipse.
All right, couldn't be more green, I suppose. Any objections to Europe in the green?
No.
Good lad. All right, that's green. NFL in Dublin, Jerry, you had fun?
Yeah, it was class.
It's a good game in the end as well, not just the occasion.
I mean, I don't know if you've followed the international games in the past, but it's generally been the Jags stinking the joint out in London. There's been some good games. In fairness, Brazil got a great one earlier this year, but by all accounts it was a massive success and it's going to become an annual thing. I think notwithstanding the fact that people protested, which is absolutely their right and so they should, I had a great time.
Yeah,
everybody who went had a great time. It was very much a home game for the Steelers.
So for people who missed it, they won 24-21 against the Vikings. They were ahead at one point, but it got back.
They were dominant. They were absolutely dominant up until about 10 minutes left to go, and then They went for it on fourth down, essentially on the Vikings goal line. You're like, well, that's fine. Vikings aren't going to do anything with this. And then two passes later, the entire script had been flipped and the Vikings punch in a touchdown. You're like, oh, this is actually pretty good. But I don't know. The fourth choice, third choice Steelers QB was out in Tampa Bar on Friday night and seemed to have been assaulted. So hopefully they get whoever did that. It's not a great look. It'll be one of those like little asterisks on the weekend. But other than that, I think, yeah.
Where do you stand on the protest side of it? Or not? I'm curious what people think. Like, because I couldn't overlook that aspect of it at all, really. And the whole, what it represents, what the NFL's aligned with, welcoming that in.
Yeah, it was a fairly tasty protest like, on Live Road.
I do find it kind of slightly, not unsettling, but not pleasant either, like, you know?
I mean, here's the thing, right? I totally respect your right to think that way.
No, but I'm wondering why you don't think that way.
Why I don't have the exact same view as you.
No, like, well, I suppose,
Why do I have my own mind on this?
No, because I know, like, your general outlook on things would be certainly with the protesters.
I guess I've been a fan of American football for a long period of time, right?
Yeah.
So, and there's a difference between, so the owner of the Vikings is a different character to the owner of the Steelers. And the owners of the Steelers are Irish immigrants who fled the famine in the 1840s and went and built a life for themselves in America. And they've sincerely over the last 4 or 5 years, well, since Ambassador Rooney was the ambassador, he was talking about trying to get a game in Ireland because he felt like there was some kind of homecoming there. And I think that that stuff is one aspect of this. The military-industrial complex of America, they fly their warplanes through Shannon. Like, should we close down Shannon Airport because of that? Should we, you know? And the other thing that, like, so Dave Zirin makes great points about the NFL, and that is very important from America's perspective that they're aware of all that, but they're not recruiting young Irish people to fight in their war. And I don't think anybody here is like, the American support for the genocide in Israel is somehow lessened in our minds because an American football game is played in Dublin. I think our brains are big enough to go, that's bad. And while this may be a marketing platform that they use to recruit people for the American armies, that doesn't necessarily equate to everybody who signs up for the American army supporting the genocide. Like, it's generally poor people trying to escape the cycle of poverty that has been inflicted on them by multi-generations of capitalism leaching out all the money and keeping it away for the 1%. Like,
The owners, though.
This is a relatively tangled situation. But the biggest beneficiaries of that game coming to Dublin isn't the NFL and their marketing. It's the people in Ireland who have small businesses. Every taxi man in Ireland who's working class was busy, if they wanted to be, over the course of the 4 days in the build-up and the 4 days afterwards that all the tourists are staying. The figures were supposed to be something like 100 million is going to be injected into the economy. And it turns out, I think, according to some of the information that's going to come out from the credit card companies, that it was closer to 250 million spent over the 5 days. So the Dublin City Council spend 10 million or the government spends 10 million in our tourism and we get this massive boost. And I'm supposed to say, no, we can't have it because there's this other thing going on, which is a narrative that actually isn't something that we can have influence on. From a political perspective, our politician's job is to represent us. That's my... I think that these are slightly nuanced and people are going to go, oh, you're a warmonger because you think that the NFL should be in Dublin. Which is, I think, quite reductive.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't like the idea. I think a fundamental point where we'll cross is I don't necessarily think because it's making money, it's necessarily worthwhile.
But it's not making money. It's helping the economy. There's a difference there.
Yeah.
If making money, if it was like... If this was Oasis taking the 250 million out of the economy, I'd be like, I'm not really sure that's a great thing. But it's literally every small bar, restaurant, taxi driver, small shop, some of the big shops and the big brands and the hotels. But like, it's late September. We're not going to have this amount of tourists coming to Ireland. So I think on that, you can do it. On the sports side, I really like football. I've always liked football.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether or not it's like, Premier League has become one of the biggest sports watching things in the history of the world. Like, are we, should we, if the Premier League were to decide to bring a game to Dublin, I'd be like, yeah, okay, I can do that. I know lots of fans would be like, oh, you can't do that because I have one in America. Fair enough. But like, I don't think I have to think about the local fan everywhere else to go, actually, I think that's not a bad idea for us. I think for us, having a game here is good on balance. At the same time, it's important that people who feel like they want to protest should protest because you can do that in our country.
Did you see the protests on the way in?
No. I came down Phillipsburg, round Clonliffe, and yeah. I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's Clonliffe Road I was.
How far down Clonliffe? You're coming to the Drumcondra side.
Right in the main road, Drumcondra. So right as you're going on to Clonliffe, you can't miss it. Couldn't miss it if you were there.
In Ballybough.
But it was like, you know, it was protests you'd see in O'Connor Street loads, but when you got up close to, which I did, I walked up right next to it and it was like visceral. And there was this one guy particularly who was telling everybody who walked by to go home to America, including loads of Irish people who were just wearing Steelers jerseys. So my two buddies from Cork got told to F off back to America. And he was like, we're from down the road. And he went, oh, sorry. And then he was just looking for Americans particularly. If it was Americans, he was after him.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Overall, it seemed to be a good atmosphere down there.
It was class. The atmosphere was great. The city was brilliant all weekend. I was at the tailgating Friday in Merrion Square thinking, geez, nobody's going to be at this. And then it was an absolutely massive crowd of people. Like, the Steelers fans did come in massive numbers. The other traditional thing about the international games is that it's just actually a collection of American football fans as opposed to fans of one team. But Pittsburgh showed up.
What's the breakdown around your parts where you were sitting from American and Irish by accent?
I'd say vast majority. We were in a row of Irish and in front of us 10 rows American, and I'd say 5 rows back were largely American too.
Yeah. That's what I heard too, yeah. American dominating it. Speaking of on the way to Crow Park, should we start doing that with all Ireland finals?
No.
Oh, what, sorry?
No need to.
No, but a tailgate party beforehand.
Oh, tailgating's great.
Yeah. Have a party on the way to Crow Park to a big event.
Organise tailgates.
We don't have to ape everything that they do. Like, sure, we have our own culture. It's our own things. It's been our own way. It's been going for longer.
It's just trudging off to the game, isn't it?
It's not been trudging.
I hope we win.
We've been doing it for 100-odd years. Like, we don't need to have a thing that's just like, oh, let's do it. Let's make it. Let's Americanize it.
No, we're not Americanizing it. We're making our own Irish team. Could be influenced by it. Some of the greats are influenced by other greats. Wouldn't be worried about that. But it's just what you can do for a big event, you know?
Do you really think that no culture should ever influence any other culture? That,
it's not
that
about...
There's no sampling that we can do, no intermingling.
But I don't think we need it. What we have isn't broken. It's a brilliant 2 days, either final, every day, guaranteed.
But
and it's also far more factionalised by nature, because that's obviously, as you're saying, that's a general coming together of everyone that's coming to this thing. There's that, like, the support base isn't as kind of separated, whereas in Ireland final is different. But
look, but it's still two, you know, for want of a better term, it's two counties playing each other. I mean, this is only a regular season game, but this is the fourth game. This wasn't even a final, but it felt like a final. Felt like a big occasion.
It was like the noise at the end was absolutely class. They did a brilliant job. I really enjoyed the whole stadium experience. I know a lot of people are very sceptical of it, but like, it's fine. Be sceptical. That's okay. I like what I like. You like what you like. That's all right. This doesn't have to be... I did see some people saying, oh, we're in danger of becoming totally Americanized. Like, that's... our culture was like... they tried to starve us out. They tried to steal our language. But we've kept our language. We've kept our music. We've kept our identity. It's fine. We're actually going to be grand. We can take bits from other cultures and enjoy ourselves and go, well, that's good, but I'm going to turn... I'm leaving that bit now. Thanks very much. It doesn't have to be like we're infected like a virus by America. It's like, oh my God, we're ruined now because we like a bit of music when the ball goes dead. It's like, oh no, they've killed us. They're dead.
What were you saying there before that? You were going to say something just before
I was just curious about the ticket things. Obviously, there was a lot of... It's a home game, wasn't it, for Pittsburgh? So
yeah.
What? How many tickets did they get? I wonder. Like, is that because they obviously have a season ticket holders and stuff? How many tickets were available to Irish people? Like,
the tickets went on general sale, and there was like, remember, 600,000 people applied or whatever. Yeah. But there were still tickets on sale this week. Ah. Like, you could still get tickets this week. They released some for Hill 16, and there was it 74,500 or whatever the figure popped up. I don't know what the does that mean. There was like 500 seats around. I think by all metrics, it's been considered a success. I don't really understand. What are you trying to find out there?
It wasn't that interesting question. I was surprised Colin got back to me.
I was just curious.
The American commentary team on Virgin Media were balancing between talking to an Irish audience and talking to an American one. They were explaining a lot for us.
It's never good,
but explaining that they were explaining.
Yeah.
And trying not to be patronising with it. I appreciated it.
I think that's the thing. It's like if you're trying to get people to be fans of something, you have to not have
it. Was a lot of, sorry if you already know this, but this is what happened.
Yeah.
The BBC were doing a lot of that with the Rugby World Cup as well.
That's good. So, give it a colour, Ger.
Oh, it's green. It's
green all the way.
40 shades.
Do you have any
green.
Reason to not put this in green?
Oh, like, I wouldn't have it in green, but there's no point. Like, it's not, no one wants to hear that today, you know?
Why wouldn't you have it in green?
Because I don't agree with it being here. But that's my opinion. I don't agree with it being in Croke Park. But whatever, my kind of progress is relentless.
This is pedantic now, but if it was in the Aviva or somewhere else,
fine.
All right,
work away, crack on.
Do you have an issue with Oasis in Croke Park?
Not particularly. No. I mean,
at Brooks, does it depend on the act or
no? It depends on what the NFL is associated with. That's what it is.
Okay.
That would be my primary thing. I'm not opposed to making money because it helps. Obviously, it's turned into a great arena, which is I don't think you should take it from the highest bidder coming.
There was a helicopter doing the rounds actually about an hour before the game started, so you won't see that from Monaghan against Armagh. I'll give it green. I'll give it green. Great occasion, but I take your point. I like green. I like green. All right, what we got here? So we have about 10 minutes left in this slot. We've got a few things to get through here. We might do the rugby next, actually, if we have that. Oh, sorry, we have Arsenal ahead, do we? Can we put the rugby on next? Is that possible?
Yeah.
I just want to get your take on this, Ger. I know other things are happening this weekend. Ryder Cup dominated, but when was the last time Leinster got nilled? What a start to the season.
I actually don't know. Sorry, do you know the answer?
No,
to this?
Sorry, I should have had an answer ready for you. I was just more interested.
There's never been.
I don't know.
It was more like a scene-setting conversation. You know, when was the last time Leinster got nilled? And hopefully we can find this out somewhere.
18-0 loss to Munster in September 2008.
Okay.
According to...
Just as the crash happened, huh? September 2008.
Metaphorically, they were representing the Anglo lads.
Does that mean there's a recession coming? So, Leinster lose. They're getting nilled. And the thing is... it was a pretty good Leinster side.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was absolutely a Leinster side who I think would have gone there and thought. I think Quinny last week was talking about the extra money that the South African sides have as full shareholders in the URC. So we could be entering a period. I don't know. Did you all see that? Like, did you see Chesson Colby's brain fart in the South Africa Argentina game?
No.
Ball goes dead from a long kick behind the 22, behind the goal line. He taps it down and then he just drop kicks it across the pitch, thinking he's drop kicking it to one of his teammates. And it goes straight to one of the Argentinians who walks across the line, touches it down. And it's like, I mean, that's what you're supposed to do there, Chaz. And it's a goal line dropout. And then they smashed them. So they gave up an early lead and then they smashed them, put 66 points on them or 60 something points on them, won by 30. And this is like a mix of the South African side. So the Stormers had several of their best players away and injured. I think we might be entering a new period of South African rugby dominance. I would be concerned generally from what's coming next.
Australia.
Are Leinster the worst team in Ireland? There's your clip.
Right now they are. Yeah.
Bottom of the conference table.
Australia gave New Zealand a hell of a game as well. They came back. The bell is low. Australia, the boom is back, like Harry Potter scored. This is a filibuster, really. Let's talk about Leinster.
No, I'm talking about Leinster. Yeah. Like... they would have expected it to be much better. Their set piece fell apart.
The two sin bins. And Stormers had a disallowed try and two other penalties left behind.
I think it could have been far worse.
Yeah, the line. And it was only 6-0 at half time. Finished 35. It was a bit of a miracle in that regard. But is it no bad thing for Leinster? Because we talk about it, you know, like for three quarters of the season, if they're beating teams handily, no bother to them. It's going to be harder this coming weekend. They're at altitude in Pretoria. And their first game back in Irish shores is against South African side as well. It's a tasty enough start, like. Maybe it's needed, you know? Maybe they need to be tested a bit more often. When's the last time Leinster were tested in September?
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
When September ends is what I'm going to say. So that's a red.
It'll be interesting. Interesting what Alan has to say, because I didn't watch it, like, obviously, but I turned it on. I saw at the end.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, what's yeah. after happening
I
here?
Watched, I watched highlights. Yeah.
What's after happening here, and then you see. I say it's because it's a, you know, that kind of weird way you see it. And I know everyone like, oh, talking about Man United. Remember when like Man United lost 6-1 to Man City?
Yeah.
Game in Old Trafford.
2011, yeah.
And you're just like, what has happened? Mm. What? It's just an odd thing to see.
It's a good comparison.
And it's an odd, it's interesting you bounce back from that. Maybe it just gets forgotten. Maybe it comes around, they win their first three games.
They win
the
Pretoria.
Yeah, who cares?
And I think as well, the fact that like you do have a Lions front row to come back
and fix the
set piece. Like, I think we talked about this recently. There's a few sports. Rugby and hurling remind me a lot where if something just clicks for one team, then all of a sudden there's a wave of dominance. And the next week that can be flipped sometimes by effort, sometimes by positioning, sometimes by tactics. But that actually, because the scoring is so...
But tell me this, because I don't know. does it suggest that, I suppose, the topic of Ireland by extension, Leinster by extension, Ireland, whatever, that the depth... is a little shallower than perhaps we like to assume it is?
It's a good question, right? And I would say that team underperformed, right? Yeah. And I think what it really speaks to is the depth in South African rugby, and that's why the South African team back-to-back, they need to be talked about as the greatest team. They're in the same conversation as the New Zealand team back-to-back. I think you ain't seen nothing yet, baby. We are entering a new period. I, for one, welcome our new South African overlords.
Oh, there you go. All right, so Leinster Red. Hell of a start to the eras of Clayton McMillan and Stuart Lancaster at Munster and Connacht, respectively, and Ulster on the same night that Leinster got trounced.
Oh, hang on. April 2018, says. 22-0, Scarlets beat.
All right. No, it's not so long ago. No. Pre-COVID. Still, not that long ago. All right, so that's a red. Now, Premier League title race. Good, not over yet, you know. It was this time last week we were lamenting the lack of jeopardy in the Premier League. By Vinnie Perth, who was literally just walking into the production box as I say those words. But here we are sitting the end of September with Liverpool still top of the league, but there's only 2 points in it.
We're back.
After they lose...
Huh? We're back.
After they lose very late to Crystal Palace, who are now third in the Premier League. Do you know who are fourth? Tottenham, who required a last-minute equaliser at home to Wolves. So that's how tight this Premier League could be.
I was looking... I couldn't find it anywhere. But is this the most goals after 90 minutes in one match day? 8 of the 10 games had goals after 90 minutes.
It was... Yeah. Now, I'd say, like, I know the Man United, the Brentford one, they're like, that was 8 minutes added on and stuff. So there's, it seems like there's longer added time than ever.
Well, there was a couple of years ago where it was more egregious than it is now. But it does give further cause to the Everton fans who are like,
I was just going to say,
come on, where's my 3 minutes? What's the story?
Jack Grealish, Jack Ooh. Egregious, more like it. He was for those 3 minutes of 1 minute. So Spurs are fourth. And Sunderland, the mighty Sunderland, are fifth. So this is nice, like after 6 games, you might get a bit of novelty. We're all having a laugh after 2 games, you're top. 6 games, that's 3 times the amount. And there they are up there. So, Chelsea lose at home 3-1 to Brighton. Had another man sent off. Enzo Maresca could be in trouble here fairly suddenly. Don't know if this continues like that. And Arsenal then do the business yesterday at Newcastle. When they get that equaliser, Mikel Moreno, like, what a player he has been for Arsenal. The first thing Gary Neville says after saying this is big, is now you have to go on and win this game as a title contender. And do you know what? I don't think Arsenal had it in them under Mikel Arteta to go and win that game. But they did. They did it in injury time. And it's a hell of a result for them, especially considering what happened to Liverpool.
Do you think the reverse jinx was in from Gary Neville when after they equalised, he was like, yeah, really great teams, will go on and win it from here.
Oh, yeah. You got it.
He's like desperately.
Yeah.
And then they do it.
All the way. It's great. It helps. Still think Liverpool win the league, but
it last season was so dull.
Do you not
so
think now that Man City are going to win?
I thought you had Man City start the season.
Yeah,
you?
I did. But
25 points.
No, I know. And look, they're kind of doing that thing again where it's go through teams for a shortcut.
Yeah.
Just dehumanise them.
They scored two goals after the 90th minute. Two own goals in that game as well.
Yeah.
I'm sure they battered Burnley, right? But like...
I know what you mean. And they let themselves get pulled back. But I don't know. I don't know if they have... They're a bit flaky. Look, I think, I don't know, that's massive for Arsenal, to be fair. And we kind of have a weird way of looking at it. Like, if not for that Szoboszlai free kick, that game finishes a draw at Anfield. And it's level, you know what I mean? Like, it's not, and I know that's kind of if whatever.
If yeah. me
but like,
me
they've been playing extremely well.
Yeah.
As well.
So I think it's fair to say.
In the green.
Like, well, yeah, we put the Premier League title race in the green.
Yeah.
Great, and they're not in this, but great day for Aston Villa. Three goals of Villa Park.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
Après ça, le déluge.
And so
I don't know if you saw the footage of Unai going absolutely mental on the touchline. I love Unai.
I need to get out now. Take that Man United job.
Take that Man United job.
You've got to get Glasner, right? You're like,
No, come on.
Why would he leave Crystal Palace? Why do any of these players continue to go to Manchester United? I mean, look. Unbelievable.
Crystal Palace are selling all their best players from under him.
Yeah.
And he managed
3-1.
Get him in.
Let's talk about, Keith Andrews here, more to the point, you know, for a guy who people are saying he was under pressure. They lost three of their first five games.
Martin O'Neill sat in this studio on
Saturday. Friday, yeah.
Went out on Saturday. It was recorded on Friday. And just shut up, Martin O'Neill, will you? Like, you had the opportunity to say nothing. You had the opportunity to say, yeah, look, I know, fair enough. But he doubled down. It was much worse. He actually made it much worse. You're diminishing your legacy as an important person in Irish football history, a manager who got us out of a group at a tournament. And now all we think of you, Martin, is as somebody who just can't get over a tiny bit of criticism from Keith Andrews, and now you're using every single platform from your second book to slaughter him. Shut up. Move on.
Yeah.
So
I'd agree with that.
Keith Andrews green all day there.
Oh man, Keith.
All day.
Now, they were fine, but they won't have an easier afternoon.
Not at all. They're, as we said ourselves, United are an absolute joy to play against. So United in the red. Now, what we could do here, we could talk now, or we could save it for Vinny.
Save it for Vinny.
So 32 points from 99 available as Ruben Amorim's record so far. And as Luke Donald trumps Keegan, sadly, we'll leave it there. The performance rankings.
Off the Balls, performance rankings.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.